Hey, so I think on the one hand, websites, just like any other medium or tool, and we can look to zines, we can look to books, we can look to text messages, and social media for examples of how activists, which is a term I'm not really fond of, but organizers and abolitionists and other participators in any kind of collective action or struggle. Definitely use websites and these sorts of, platforms to communicate their messages and sort of contribute to just an archive. When we're thinking about like an archive of resistance, I think websites and these other platforms are 100% like tools that have been utilized by such people. I think the problem for me with websites and any other particular platform is that it's sitting on top of, technology, very low-level technology, we might say, but technology that we already have, which is just using our voices, using our networks of neighbors and friends and community members to sort of organize amongst. And I think some of the things that Rithu was sort of alluding to in this conversation about, the static nature of Instagram and sort of like images going awry on Instagram is that you're sort of bound or chained to that platform. And while there's some flexibility or some fluidity to websites, there are some downsides to websites, such as, relying on certain, parameters of access. Like, I need to have internet. I need to have a good internet connection. I need to know. If I'm an organizer, like I need to know who to go to who can make me a website, or I need to have, a certain, particular site of knowledge in terms of building my own website. And so those are all barriers that, websites have and other platforms have. I think similarly, like Instagram took all of us a while to figure out. Twitter also took us a while to figure out. But any tool, regardless if it's a website or it's a zine or it's a, a social media account, is just an extension of the already existing infrastructures of community and door-to-door organizing, if you will, that already exists, that I think is the most important tool that abolitionists and other organizers use.